Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Hi, good afternoon, Andrew.
Good afternoon, Brother Zama. I was hearing you on fire. That's my favorite. Psalm 23.
Ah, beautiful man, beautiful one. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're talking this afternoon about social media effects on students, and we do know that social media platforms like Instagram, Facebook, TikTok have been come ingrained in the lives of countries and also many, many individuals, with adolescents and young adults, particularly young women, being primary users of such platforms. Now, it is an important question whether social media use has an impact on learners. Now, researchers have started to empirically investigate questions regarding social media's impact, and recent studies show some mixed result. And this is why we are talking to you, Andrew, this afternoon. Now, it's almost impossible to make it a clear black and white issue, but if you had to, would you say social media has brought more blessings than challenges, or vice versa?
That's a good one. Social media, to me, has both positives and negatives. Mm-hmm. And in our current dispensation or time, like you've mentioned, that empirical data is showing that there are now effects of social media, both on those that have been born in the generation of social media, and you and I, who were there before the advent of this social media or this platform. So we are all in this. Since we're looking at the youth, I would say that there are now more negative than the positive, especially without guidance.
Especially without guidance.
One of the facts is social media has come to stay, and it has brought out a revolution on how life is being lived. Not long ago, we had, if I remember correctly, we had like high five, I think, when this thing started.
Yeah,
there was like high five. Now there's so many platforms. So on my end, it has both negatives and positives. And I believe that's what we're going to highlight today. But more so on learners, I'll weigh in more on what the negative effects are, so that if anybody finds themselves in that space, then they could know that I think I need to take these steps to live better.
Right. And now you're going to be, leaning more on the negatives. And so what are the most common effects of social media, particularly on younger people?
On young people, the first one is you sleep late. Because it is addictive. So you find that, you know, with social media, you are always scrolling. So you mentioned TikTok, you mentioned Facebook, there's IG, Instagram, there are many other platforms.
Yeah.
So you find that you get addicted to be in the know of the latest story. So you don't want to be the last one to hear about a thing. You want to be the first one who makes the first comment, who makes the first like. So you find that many young people now are addicted. And the result of this addiction is, like I mentioned, they're deprived of sleep. Number two, they are also affected in the way that they process information. What I mean is, you have learners or youth or young people, students, who have a short attention span. Because of social media. So that is number one. Number two, which is even in adults, depression and anxiety. Now, Brother Zama, this is the reality that as a church, as a community, we need to look out for. There are people that are depressed. Why? Everyone that you know on social media is doing very well, except you.
Hey, man.
So you are forced to think, why has God neglected me? Because everyone seems to be having a happy marriage. everyone is graduating, everyone seems to have a successful business except you. So you find that people are led into overthinking, or they might want to catch up with how everyone is looking, and they might maybe go into vices of using money that is not theirs. At the company, you get the money, you might get a loan that you do not know how to pay for. So you find yourselves into vices or making decisions that will lead you into depression. Anxiety also kicks in because you are always looking at others and comparing yourself with others. So you're always anxious. That is something that is killing many people.
Mm.
The other one, Brother Zama, mostly for women, low self-esteem.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, everyone on social media has got a nice, smooth skin, like Princess Esther. Queen Esther.
Queen Esther,
like
yes.
Queen Esther.
Mm.
You know, when in fact they're using filters. So when you see people dressed in a certain way, you are not privy to the fact that maybe they're being dressed by a brand and you're trying to compare yourself with them. And you might be made to feel low of yourself.
Yeah.
Their success, which might be fake, might also make you feel that you are not fit to be called a peer to those people, you know, where you have an imposter syndrome, but you're on social media. Those are some of the critical effects that we have. And like earlier I mentioned, the empirical data is now showing that the levels of suicide that are increasing are also as an influence of social media. Because on social media, everyone bullies everyone in the name of commenting. So you find that there are no breaks. Whatever I think, I just post. Then for me as a Christian, one of the effects is loss of identity. You know, when there is an issue that maybe in the political sphere, in sports, and everyone just starts to comment. Sometimes even us as Christians, we jump into the wagon and give the most distressed full comments that are not spirit-filled or don't have the thought of our Christendom faith. So those are some of the effects that I would highlight mainly, but those I would speak to very well.
Yeah, yeah. Now, is there a way perhaps to mitigate these challenges or the negative side of social media rather than just giving it up altogether? Or should we just maybe, especially as young people, just give it up altogether?
No. Mitigation, every year, by the way, there's a period when I delete one of the blue app. I just delete because I just need to be away from the drama and all. So you need to put in measures where you can determine that you are in control. One of those, if you check in any smartphone, you can check your daily usage of your phone, and you'd be surprised that your phone will tell you you've been maybe on Facebook for 6 hours in a day, and you will not be able. So those are some of the measures you can check, just to check your consumption on a daily basis. Then replace those hours with something constructive. There are those ads that I see that says take 15 minutes every day and learn a tool like an AI. So find something that can be beneficial to you. Take breaks. That's what I'm thinking too.
Yeah.
Then you need to be in connection with people, real people. Have contact with people. Don't be in the cyberspace.
Yeah.
Real people can hear you when you want to say help. Real people will give you advice that benefits you. The other thing that you have to do is set boundaries. And in setting boundaries, it's just regulate your screen time. Sir, madam, if you're listening, regulate your screen time. If you are a parent, you have the right to guide your children or your dependents that, look, you spend too much time on the phone and you're not speaking with everyone in the house.
Mm.
So you try and set boundaries for yourself and those around you. In my home, I remember, if you're married,
yeah,
no phones in the bedroom.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's important that we have conversation. Otherwise, we'll be more connected to the world or the cyberspace than the people that we are next to. So those are some. If you feel you're addicted, seek help. Find people that can help you identify effects of mental health that you might have. You know, some people might have gone into this too deep and they don't realize it. So you might find that you're the one who posts every day because you want to satisfy or you want to be validated by the number of likes and all those things. So do a self-evaluation, and if you need help, do the help. My last point, Brother Zama, is temperance in all things.
Oh, yeah, true.
Self-control is a fruit that we should talk about. So even in social media, seek God that he may lead you into having that self-control in guiding you in what you consume, because what you consume, you know, by beholding, you become changed.
Yeah, true. Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that you do is also regulate the things that you are following. Follow positive things and negative things.
Yeah, no, beautiful. Well, my elder, I think we will beautifully end it there for this afternoon. Fantastic conversation with you. Thank you so, so much for your time.
All right, thank you. If I were to end it, I'll simply say Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, let him be your shepherd.
Yeah.
As you navigate social media.
Lovely. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.